Hello, I'm Dr. Scott Wattier.
And I'm Tommy Welling, and you're listening to the Fasting for Life podcast.
This podcast is about using fasting as a tool to regain your health, achieve ultimate wellness, and live the life you truly deserve.
Each episode is a short conversation on a single topic with immediate actionable steps. We cover everything from fat loss and health and wellness to the science of lifestyle design.
We started Fasting for Life because of how fasting has transformed our lives, and we hope to share the tools that we have learned along the way. Hey everyone, welcome to the Fasting for Life podcast. My name is Dr. Scott Wattier. I'm here, as always, with my good friend and colleague, Tommy Welling. Good evening to you, sir.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Doing awesome, man. Can't wait to get into tonight's episode. But before we do that, it's been a few months coming. We have a new exciting announcement, something that we have been refining and working on and figuring out where we were going to fit it in before the end of the calendar year. We feel that it's a great time as we are starting to ramp up fall. Fall's right around the corner, right? Not so much here in Houston yet, but it's coming. The holidays are coming. Halloween's coming. Travel, stress, food, temptation, all that stuff comes around the holidays. Mm-hmm. And we are going to commit from October 1st to October 10th to do a 10-day fasting challenge, much like the challenge that we ran earlier in the year that we just, the results were absolutely incredible. 20 pounds, 25 pounds, decreased medications, release from cravings, increased energy, hitting your goal weight, like all these different amazing things that took place. So much like that challenge, we're going to bring you a fall challenge in preparation to set the stage for the upcoming sprint to the end of the year. Because I don't know about you, but this year is flying by.
Yeah, it is flying by. And it's been a weird, you know, weird year with a weird summer. But you know, before we know it, we're going to blink and it's going to be the end of the year. So we really want to set up for success going into the end of 2020 and having a strong start for 2021 as well. So we've really been racking our brains for how we were going to fit this in to this year. And so we're really excited.
Yeah, and it's perfect. So some of the best challenges that I've ever done were in the clinic, and they were in the month of October or the beginning of November leading up, because you set the stage for good habits, and then you never put on that 4 to 6 to 8 pounds around the holidays that takes you all year to get rid of, or sometimes it never goes away, and then the next year it comes back around, and it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 8 more pounds, and this, you know, this year might be, you might think it's going to be a little bit different, but we're speaking from experience because we've done it. It is the cycle, and we want to set the fall up, for success a little bit differently this year. And the biggest piece of this for me is that everybody gets a 30-day customized fasting plan that is tailored to your biometrics, your experience, your, goals, how aggressive you want to be in terms of weight loss or health or reset or whatever it is that you want to work on, but it's tailored specifically to you. And I know, Tommy, you've put a tremendous amount of time into creating that proprietary algorithm and the questions and the output. So it's literally a, 12 or 14 page PDF that you get that is customized for your next 30 days. And for the first 10 days, we're actually going to walk you through, those first 10 days in our private Facebook group with live trainings and live Q&As.
Yeah, it's going to be live every single day. There's going to be live interaction with us. So like you said, so we can walk you through the process because, you know, it's going to take longer than 10 days to get to where you want to go. But having that interaction live during the initial part is how you're really going to set yourself up to be vigilant through the holiday season, keep the habits good, and finish the year strong.
Yeah. And it's, the accountability is huge. So you're going to have access to the Facebook group, like I mentioned. So other people that are going through this with you, last time that was one of the best ideas. It wasn't our idea. We just, you know, follow other challenges that we've been a part of that worked successfully, that accountability piece where, you know, you have other people that are going through it with you, and then you have us as well. And then the daily text and emails of the action steps that go along with the live trainings and Q&As. When we added text message into the last challenge, it brought the accountability up. We'd get responses and feedback. And it was really just a little reminder, like, hey, you got 10 days here to really make this stick. So we want to hit you from all the different angles of accountability. So the Facebook group, the text, the emails, the lives every day. And at the end of as the 10 days kind of wrap up and you guys have the 30-day plan, we're going to do a 30-minute discovery call for some of our advanced coaching and some of our advanced courses that we have. And mm-hmm. we do that for everyone who is a part of the challenge. And that's one of my favorite parts because we get to actually like have one-on-one conversation, which is really cool.
Yeah, that is super cool. And you know, the feedback that we've gotten with that and how we've kind of got the process really going, especially building off of that momentum from the challenge, was just huge. We've seen some extraordinary results coming off of the challenge and then into the coaching along with the plans that kind of got things started. I mean, it's just been phenomenal. So we're really excited to bring this to everybody once again.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I know it's going to be a sprint, right? It's going to be like information overload, fire hose in the beginning, but that's what we're here for, is to distill it down and really make it stick. We don't want just the short-term weight loss. We want the long-term health benefits and the long-term goals to stay at the center. So if you missed out on I'm going to be real here for a second. If you missed out on the last one, or you were part of the last one, or you got to the checkout page, or you thought about it, or you put it on your to-do list and you didn't take that step, it's not going to happen on its own. So I encourage you to go to the website, www.thefastingforlife.com, thefastingforlife.com. You're going to see a banner at the top of the website. And click the banner. It'll bring you to the kind of outline of what the course is. There'll be a video you can watch. Everything that's included. And then we've also added a phone a friend option, an accountability partner. So when you sign up for the challenge, you can actually bring someone on along with you at a really big discount, because we know that you and I have been going through this fasting journey and weight loss journey together. And it's that much easier when you have someone at the end of those 10 days to kind of keep you moving forward. So
for sure. that much more impactful, fun, enjoyable, and effective all along the way.
Right. Right. Love it. All right, cool. Let's get into tonight's episode. We're going to be talking about the best fasting plan on how to lose 30 pounds the quickest and the easiest. So let's rock and roll.
Great.
Today's topic is an interesting one. Math has never been my strongest aptitude. I've preferred the sciences. But today we're going to get a little nerdy with a math problem that we didn't really realize we saw and identified and experienced until we started looking at the numbers and putting together some of these customized 30-day fasting plans, which you've been the architect on. So I'm excited to dive in and land the plane gently without getting too deep into the math.
Yeah. We don't want to get too nerdy here, but yeah, we did find it interesting because the same questions kept coming up, especially with people who've been going down the fasting route for a while, doing different methods and then having some slower progress than they had expected. And then that's where they would come ask us questions and we'd start digging in and realizing, you know, what the issues seem to be.
Yeah, and I can see this actually going another level farther in talking about when people plateau and people that have been doing certain types of fasting and how we can help them navigate through those. But today we really want to, talk around what is the most efficient fasting method to help someone lose. We just picked a number that we hear a lot, right? Which is about 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got 30 pounds to lose. And we use this as a reference frame, and we've put everybody, in this, objective, kind of view of they're going to eat a 2000 calorie per day diet, just to keep it simple. And we wanted to compare, what we recommend mostly to people to begin, which is one meal a day or OMAD, compared that to alternate day fasting, to intermittent fasting, which is probably the most popular, which is that 16-8 window where most people skip breakfast and eat between you know, lunch and dinner, 12 to 8 sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then the 5-2 diet, which is an alternating day of eating normal and then reducing the calories to under 500 calories on those fasting days or one small meal.
Yeah, eating normally during 5 days out of the week, and then two of those remaining days of the week down to about 500 calories, right?
Yep. So framework of 30 pounds of weight loss. We're gonna put it break it down into weeks total that are needed to achieve your goal. And I think we'll start with the 5-2, and we'll mention the weeks at the end. Actually, let's start with the most popular, which is the intermittent fasting, which is what a lot of people come to the podcast, leave us comments, send us emails, et cetera. And a shout out to all you guys who are listeners. We really appreciate you being on this journey with us. Your feedback, your questions, your comments, your accolades, your love, so to speak, is really something that we appreciate. We're grateful for because we're really having fun doing this too. And we're starting to see some amazing transformations in the people that we've been helping along the way. So it's a lot of fun. So shout out to each and every one of you that's listening. Let us know if you have questions. You can drop us a question on the contact us form or info@thefastingforlife.com. We typically will get back to you in about 48 hours. Just depends on the week, the day, depends on how many comments or questions are coming in. But we appreciate each and every one of you listening to these episodes. And we'll continue to try to put out some value. And today I think is going to be a big aha moment for a lot of people because it was for me. So if we're looking at the IF.
Hold on. You mind if I pause you for a second?
Please do.
You know what we haven't mentioned that we have now? A voicemail. Remember?
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Leave us a voicemail.
Can you tell them how? Cause I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. Go to thefastingforlife.com. And click on contact us. And in that tab, you will see a voicemail icon. You can actually leave us a message and we can respond back with audio too. And if it's okay with you, we may air it on a future episode too.
That'd be really cool. So if it's a really good question, it's clear, it's succinct. Unlike some of the voicemails my parents leave me where I'm like, I can't hear you. It's very loud. It's staticky. Are you holding the phone in your purse? If the message is clear and concise, well, I think that's a great idea. Totally forgot that we had done that. So excited to hear more from you guys. And, love the fact that we're using some more technology there. So
yeah,
cool stuff. Let's go back to intermittent fasting. So the 16-8, right? So the typical, place a lot of people start with fasting. It's probably, you know, the most known plan when it comes to fasting. Mm-hmm. And we're really going to be looking at skipping breakfast typically is what most people do to keep it simple. And then eating two meals with a snack or two between that 12 and 8 hour window.
Yeah. So we made a few assumptions here. So that's 8 hour window. We're going to put it between about noon and 8 o'clock. So give you an opportunity for lunch and for dinner and a snack in the middle there. Taking an average meal of about 600 calories for lunch, 600 calories for dinner, and a couple hundred additional calories for the snack in there. So 1400 total calories for the day, right?
Right. Which would be a significant deficit, right? For someone. Mm-hmm. Which would be a good deficit, right? And now we're a couple of assumptions we made here too when looking at the numbers and the plans is, it's easy to blow through 600 calories at a Chick-fil-A. It's more difficult to blow through 600 calories in a meal at home, mm-hmm. right? Because you're controlling the oils, the fats that are higher caloric intake.
It's not hyper palatable. It's not deep fried, right?
Right, right. So we are looking at putting that assumption in there,
reasonable
customary at home, the majority of home cooked meals. So 1400 calories, intake a day. And that gives you a pretty good net result of 1.2 pounds a week.
Yeah. 600 calories per day, 1.2 pounds a week. Pretty good.
Yep.
Hey, everyone, I want to tell you about an incredible company called Air Doctor Pro. You can go to airdoctorpro.com, use the promo code FASTINGFORLIFE to receive up to $300 off one of their amazing air filters. By supporting them, you're supporting us and the show. I want to tell you an incredible testimony. We now know that the indoor air is 2 to 5, sometimes up to 100 times more polluted than the outdoor air, according to the EPA. And my son has been struggling with sleep. He hasn't slept. He's over 2 years old. He hadn't slept through the night his entire life. My wife and I had done everything. We could not figure it out. We put an Air Doctor Pro in his room, and I am not kidding. The first night he slept through the night. He went over 30 nights in a row for the first time ever, sleeping through the night. We don't know what it did or what was in the air because we've had our house tested. But whatever it's doing is allowing him to rest and sleep peacefully for the first time. And for that, it is absolutely priceless. Air Doctor Pro comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund. Minus shipping, head to airdoctorpro.com. Use the promo code FASTINGFORLIFE to receive up to $300 off any of their air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you'll also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in the special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. Use the promo code Fasting for Life.
So let's go to alternate day. So when we look at alternate day, which we did an episode on in the previously, and we were talking about the pitfalls of what can make alternate day successful versus what can we've heard from some clients on what can make alternate day frustrating. So alternate day, is where you will eat a normal caloric intake one day. So let's say, like we set 2,000. And then the following day, it would be 500 or less.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're alternating 2,500 and then 2,500 again. And then that means that over the first week of doing that, we would be at 9,500 calories. And if we did it again, if we kept going with the cycle, then we would end up at 8,000 calories the next week.
So it averages out to about 1,250 per day in terms of intake, which is a good deficit, and it gets you about 1.4 pounds per week. Comparing that to the IF, it's about 0.2 more pounds per week, so a little bit better, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now when we look at the 5-2, which we did over a 2-week. Did we do this over a 2-week period as well, Tommy?
No, we didn't. You don't actually have to because you have 5 days on, 2 days off. So it works out for the same numbers each week.
Right, because you can just pick those days as well.
Yeah.
Whatever those 2 days on, off or on are, excuse me. So when you look at that, we're looking at about an average of 1,570 calories per day of intake, which again is a good deficit. But it only nets you a 0.86 pounds of weight loss per week.
Yeah, we're at about 3,000 calories deficit per week. So like you said, 0.86 pounds, which is not getting us very far. That's going to end up with the slowest possible results of our different methods here.
Right. So before we kind of continue to spit out numbers here. So when we're looking at 5-2, you've got about 0.86 pounds per week. Now remember, our framework here is losing 30 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. So 0.86 pounds per week, intermittent fasting, which is the 16-8 window. That's 1.2 pounds per week. The alternate day is 1.4 pounds per week. And we've saved the best for last because this is the one that we like to recommend for most people when they're starting their fasting journey because it gets them the wins the quickest, right? So this is one meal a day. And so this would be you eating between, like, let's say a 1 hour window in the evening, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whatever meal you prefer. And you're doing about 1,000 calories per meal. Now, that's a pretty big meal in terms of, you know, cooking at home. That's going to be a lot of quantity, even with including carbs, fats, and protein.
Definitely. And, you know, so that's an assumption there too, but 1,000 calories, like you said, I mean, that's a lot to consume in one sitting at home. It's easy to do at a restaurant, right?
Right.
But at home is the main assumption here. And the interesting thing, I think, was that it produces a 7,000 calorie deficit over a given week. So now we're up to 2 pounds for the week for our deficit. And it's very repeatable though, too. It's easy. It doesn't feel very difficult. It doesn't feel like any stretch to just wait from dinner to dinner or from lunch to eat your next meal, right?
Yeah. So one of the things about this is the simplicity of it too. So alternate day, intermittent, 5-2, you know, you get on a schedule, you stick to it, you're going to see results. But in the framework of trying to lose 30 pounds, what we want is the long-term result. We want to insulate the process where a lot of people get discouraged on the fluctuations. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about, that's why we're doing average weight loss per week, because it depends on the day you weigh in, depends on when your last meal was, it depends on how glycogen depleted you are. Mm-hmm. So the day-to-day weighing is difficult. So if we speak about it in terms of weeks and trying to lose that 30 pounds, well, how do you get there the fastest and the most simplified is, in our opinion, is the OMAD, because we're going to, the total weeks to lose the 30 pounds is where it kind of really hit us. And we're like, wow, okay, this is why the women who have lost 70 plus pounds in a year and reversed their diabetes and family members and friends and clients that are losing, you know, 20 pounds in the first month or coming off seeing their blood sugars drop hundreds of points quickly, mm-hmm. is because it gives you the most amount of time with your insulin being low, which puts you in a fat burning state, but it also accelerates the weight loss.
Weight loss process, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have a greater, you've been able to almost put like fuel on the fire to get you to that end result quicker. Because you tell me that it's going to take me 35 weeks to lose 30 pounds using a 5-2 fasting method, mm-hmm. or a 5-2 diet method. 35 weeks is a lot of willpower.
Yeah, that's a long time.
35 weeks is a lot of birthdays and holidays and life events and excuses.
Yeah. Yeah. 8 months worth. I mean, you're covering most of the year.
And this is what's typically out there, right? So yes, we're not talking about exercise. Yes, we should be exercising, eating quality foods, you know, keeping our stress in check, sleeping, you know, making sleep a priority, you know,
staying
getting
well
outside. Yeah. All hydration, all that stuff. Right. We're talking specifically just from a caloric in and out deficit type approach, where how can we accelerate that? So what was surprising to me is when you do the math, the intermittent fasting, the 16-8, which is the most common, that's at 25 weeks to lose those 30 pounds.
Yeah. Which is a lot more encouraging than the 5-2. I'll tell you that, because when we first started this, you know, truth be told, we didn't know OMAD was going to come out as you know, the clear winner here.
Yeah. Or our first recommendation. It's just kind of what you and I fell into. And then the more we like dove into it, we're like, wow, like this is really working for a lot of people because it's simple and it's super effective.
Yeah. And it's giving you constant feedback. And so, you know, when you're going down this path, especially if you've had failures in the past, you need the feedback and you need some margin of error too. Like we said, 1,000 calories consumed in one meal, a lot of people aren't consuming that 50% of their daily calories in the one meal. It's easy to be under that, which only, you know, slightly accelerates, you know, the progress from there.
And in any of these situations, like when we look at ADF, right? So alternate day fasting, that's going to get you there in 21 and a half weeks, right? So we're getting better. So we went from 35 to 25 to 21 and a half, from 5-2 to intermittent to ADF respectively. And when you look at OMAD, it drops it all the way down to 15 weeks.
That's awesome.
Which is incredible.
That's huge. 30 pounds in 15 weeks. And I mean, it's not crazy fast. It's 2 pounds a week. That's a range that everyone I think is comfortable with. I think most people have heard like, okay, don't, you know, make sure you don't lose the weight too fast. Right.
Right. And that's for the rebound or the yo-yo or whatnot. Yeah. Right. And then if you add in a glycogen dump here where you've cleaned out a lot of that short-term glycogen, you've got a few extra pounds here. Mm-hmm. So it's typically something we'll see, you know, in the first 30 to 60 days where people will lose, you know, the majority of the weight, right? Like it comes off quick.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing because it sets you, and this is something you said to me, it sets correct expectations, which are built into the plan, right?
Yeah. And I think that's why we wanted to go down this rabbit hole. It's not because we love math. It's because we get emails and responses that are people, laying out a history. I've been doing this for 4 months or 8 months or a year and a half, and this is what I've been doing. And my results have been stagnant for, 3 months, 6 months or longer. And we start diving into the numbers and it starts to become apparent why that is. But at the same time, they're putting in a lot of effort and thought into what they're doing. That 5-2 is not, that takes willpower and that takes, time and effort to maintain, and then to not be able to get the feedback that you need. That's really frustrating and disheartening, and can throw you completely off.
I've been a part of so many 12-week challenges and 6-month challenges and 30-day resets, and it always hurts when you're like, yep, I'm 4 weeks in and I'm up a pound and a half this week, or
yeah,
I'm down a pound, and like it just those conversations where it's that constant battle, that constant up and down. The one meal a day, and like Tommy said, in full transparency, we didn't realize that was going to be our fast start guide. We didn't realize that one meal a day was going to turn into the first resource that we ever had for anybody, right? We're like, well, this sounds cool. Let's try this out. Oh my gosh, this is working.
Yeah.
It gives you the most room for, I don't want to say error. How was the way you worded that earlier?
Yeah, I mean, it has a larger margin of error. It has a little bit of room built in to where if you had 800 calories at one meal and you had 1200 the next, I mean, you're not, it's easy to stay within the range to keep the moving average where it needs to be to keep giving you the feedback to keep going.
Right. So if you have a date night thrown in, right. Mm-hmm. And you go out and you take in more, let's say, the next morning or the 2 days or 3 days from there, 5 days from there, even a week later, sticking to the OMAD, you're going to see that result come right back. You're not going to have veered too far off the center line where you're going to get that positive reinforcement. And that's probably part of the problem in the dieting world is that there's so much negative psychology like built into it. Like we did something bad, right?
Yeah.
Like, no, like fasting isn't a punishment or a reparation or a plan to be able to go do something that you're going to regret in terms of eating or overindulging. Right. So
it's not a past due bill. It's not a credit card statement.
Yeah. We want to tap into that feeling of what it feels like when you, after you do that, because like food to me has always been a feeling, and you can ask my wife, and is, we'd go out to eat and we'd do a birthday celebration or a dinner, and I'd be like, okay, I'm either going to have a couple of drinks or I'm going to eat, or I'm going to have a couple of drinks and get like a salad or an appetizer.
Yeah.
Something light, because I never liked the way I feel afterwards. Never mind if you add in the guilt that comes with the fact that you shouldn't be eating the Little Debbie snacks. Like you're just compounding the fact, and then a couple of weeks go by. Right. So that's why one meal a day, the math makes sense. 30 pounds to lose, 15 weeks. Somebody can commit to something for 90 days, right? You're going to be more likely to stick to it and see those long-term results.
Absolutely. And you're going to have huge results at the end of it. I don't know what the math works out, but yeah.
Yeah, right. We didn't do that. We didn't do that one. So when we're talking about the plans too, the opportunity to actually, provide someone with a customized plan. One of the things that was always frustrating to me is doing all of these challenges over the years is that it was very cookie cutter. There was no, okay, where are you at? What are your goals? What's your aggressiveness? Where are your failures and successes in the past? So taking into how we're creating these plans for people, and then the algorithm that you've put together on the back end is really where the magic happens. If you guys are coming to us and you're just getting into the fasting world, hopefully this episode is an encouragement to start and just frame your day over the one meal a day. Start there. You're going to get the wins quicker. Go get the Fast Start Guide on the website, thefastingforlife.com, excuse me. And if you need a plan, let us know. We're more than happy to get you on that path where we can really hone in and get you the results and the support that you're looking for.
Absolutely.
Cool. All right. I'm hoping that all the numbers are right. So a little grace for everyone listening to this. if we're off by a decimal point or two. The take-home message, the larger take-home message, and what Tommy's created in the plan is, one meal a day is going to get you there. It's simple. It gives you the benefit of the simplicity and the consistency. We love it. We're going to be continuing to do this, continuing to work on these things. We just appreciate you guys. And Tommy, as always, thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
So you've heard today's episode and you may be wondering, where do I start? Head on over to thefastingforlife.com and sign up for our newsletter, where you'll receive fasting tips and strategies to maximize results and fit fasting into your day-to-day life.
While you're there, download your free fast start guide to get started today. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to leave us a 5-star review, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Fasting for Life.